K-State Nation, what's happening, y'all? This is another edition of the PPPD, part of the Pearl Project Podcast here in Manhattan, Kansas. That is me, Eddie Greer, host of the Pooper Project Podcast, where I always talk about Kansas State athletics or other than Final Four, other stuff during the Pearl Project Podcast weekly edition. Excuse me, recording this a little bit just after got off work here on this midweek Wednesday. We're getting down to it. Tomorrow's going to be the last day of March, March 30th, 2022. Tomorrow is the 31st. And kind of fresh, a little bit off of work, so just getting caught up now. And I don't want to spoil the upcoming weekly edition of the podcast where we kind of left the cliffhanger on talking about the K-State offense and talking about quarterbacks. And oh, by the way, episode 94 was recorded last night, so that will go out on Friday night as usual, scheduled time and night schedule as well. But let's examine the press conference, the offensive press conference of spring ball. Colin Klein was interviewed along, well, actually it was just him and Chris Kleiman, as far as I know. And from what I've read anyways, and what me and Alex have been discussing, really, going all the way back to the existence of Triple P, is the quarterback situation. And Colin Klein, obviously, the new OC of K-State offense, of this offense. And I've said this before, and I'll say it again. Man, it has been something. Just from a student's point of view, when I came here, when I transferred to K-State, and from now, and kind of sort of an outside view, but not really living here, just watching this guy grow. Obviously, the Heisman finalist, I felt like he still got snubbed a little bit, but that's a whole nother podcast I can do there. Colin Klein, the transition from him and now being an offensive coordinator, man, it's been something else to see. I know it's only LSU, still a big deal, but man, is what we saw LSU, that little sample size. I know it was for just a game, but that little sample size that we've seen and we've heard him want to be more aggressive and want to spread the ball around and want to give the defense multiple looks, and that's what he wants to do, then I'm all for it. And that's what K-State needs to do. That's what K-State should do. They needed this change. Obviously, the rumblings here on this podcast, and I'm sure we're not the only podcast that had rumblings about Courtney Messingham, the former OC of K-State, and of course, Chris Klamath's longtime buddy from North Dakota State, coming in here and really ruining this offense. And who knows, without that Texas debacle, we might be still sitting here talking about Courtney Messingham, student OC of this K-State team, and still having a lot of question marks of what is he doing with this offense. And I'm the first one that says, look, I've said this a lot, and you're going to hear me say this a lot, that he needed to spread the ball around, not just Deuce. Obviously, Deuce is his own being. We know what Deuce Vaughn brings to the table for this K-State offense, no question. And just like, I'll probably put it like this. Let's see, a big man. And I've been listening to kind of podcasts that goes back in the day, of like basketball, for instance. Let's say Tim Duncan, for instance, is here. Spurs surrounded Tim Duncan with weapons on the outside. Ginobili's, the Tony Parkers, etc., right? Deuce Vaughn, the same thing. You want to surround him with weapons on the outside. Even give him a backup running back, which, of course, was announced a few weeks ago, that Jackson Ean, per Chris Kleiman, saying that he's going to give Deuce Vaughn a little bit of a rest there, which is very interesting considering that, as far as I know to this point, K-State has not recruited a running back just yet. I know they're in the works of doing that. But yeah, you got to give him weapons on the perimeter, on the outside, and on the inside as well. And K-State does have that. They still have that with the guys that they're returning back. And obviously, Adrian Martinez is working through rehab from an injury. So, one of the questions that came up was the quarterback situation. Again, post Skylar Thompson. Skylar Thompson, obviously QB1, forever known, first quarterback for Chris Kleiman. But now, that was Bill Snyder's guy. And Chris Skylar Thompson wanted to come here. So this was under the Bill Snyder regime, the 2.0, 3.0, whatever you want to call it. Now Chris Kleiman gets his sort of bridge guy for a year in Adrian Martinez, and he's hurt, so he's working through that. So now the other question is his other three that we've been talking about between me, myself, and Alex Aiden, right? Will Howard, you know, him, Jake Rubley, and Jaron Lewis going to be battling out once again, one more time in this it is spring battle. See who gets QB3, it looks like. Well, actually, QB2. And we know we're not going to get the usual spring game, so there's that to put out there as well. Since Chris Kleiman came here, he wanted to change things up a little bit. And right now, according to Coach Klein, the OC Coach Colin, it's Will Howard's right now. And, of course, it's been a revolving door. It's been the same old. So, you know what? It is what it is, but I'm not sold on Will Howard until he can prove to me an actual game. Now he's had his moments. Now, hey, I'm not discrediting the guy, but he's had his moments. He had his big plays. What one comes to mind was Texas in Courtney Messingham's final hurrah. There was that big run for a touchdown. He's had several big runs that goes for scores, or he's gets tackled near the goal line there. So we know he's a good runner, but as a passer, he's not very good. And I want to see what Colin Klein does with him in particularly, because he's been with, now I believe he was recruited by Chris Kleiman and these guys. I might be wrong on that, but I'm going to roll with it there. So that I felt that was intriguing. Now, Jake Rubley obviously was recruited by this regime. One of the podcasts that I love to listen to, NFL podcast anyways, I'm going to roll with that because they call it regime. So I'm going to roll with that on the college podcast. But yeah, so Jake Rubley, Jaron Lewis battling out for this, quote unquote, for right now, the second spot. They're neck and neck, according to Colin Klein earlier in the presser today as well. And according to Colin as well, Will Howard is healthy, the healthiest he's been since his time at Manhattan. So, again, that's interesting to know. And a shout out here from Coach Colin Klein. Man, I want to say Chris Kleiman and Colin Klein. They're like the same literally when you want to say it out. But Colin also talked about RJ Garcia, the transfer from last year. He really loves his athleticism and length as well. And, of course, the Wildcats are continuing to develop on the offensive line there as well. So RJ Garcia is one of those guys that can use as well. He was very close to getting on the field last year. I would expect if he continues on this progression, this trajectory. Again, I'm not close with the team. I'm kind of a street over, a spectator from a street over with the K-State team. So, yeah, I mean, we add him. Obviously, Kate Warner's coming back. Malik Knowles, obviously. Phillip Brooks in the mix there. You throw in on him. The tight ends coming back as well. Obviously, there you go. I mean, that's the weapons that you want surrounding Deuce Vaughn and LSU. Colin Klein gave us the perfect little bit of a taste when we saw LSU that dismantling. I don't care if they had their first team or their backups. They K-State dismantled LSU, so LSU fans, you can take that for what it is. I'm still coming at you because we beat y'all. We destroyed y'all on the offensive side of the ball, so it is what it is. Right there, that's a little taste of what we saw there. K-State fans, get behind this offense because he said he wanted to put up 50. Woo! So that's exciting here. Now, obviously, yeah, we got these defenses. Yeah, but obviously, when you look at it here, Oklahoma has question marks with a new. They're gonna have a new defensive coordinator this upcoming year. Texas, yeah, they're too inconsistent for my taste. Let's see. Maybe probably the better defenses. Maybe it's us. To be quickly honest, but outside of us, I would probably put Baylor. In front of all those other in front of Texas and Oklahoma from what they did last year. So, but yeah, I dig it. I really dig it. So definitely excited. And that's a little bit of a report from today, from the spring. I know we've been all over the place. We've been busy covering other sports. Hey, that's what the Project Podcast Daily is for, taking a look at other sports besides football and basketball. But just wanted to check in a little bit on football. Obviously, spring practice is still going, even with this Kansas weather, this windy. It was 84 yesterday, and all of a sudden, until really since last night and today, all day overcast and super bleeping windy. and we expect snow in the early morning as well. So a little scratch your head about that. But anyways, that's good to know from the offensive side of the ball. And I believe, I don't know when the defensive side of the ball is supposed to speak with Joe Klainerman. That might be tomorrow. I have to go and look at that as well. But that's just a report from spring ball. The Pearl Project Podcast. You can find it wherever you get your podcast. We got recent content up now on the archives, wherever you listen to your podcast, whether that's Google Podcast, Apple, Spotify, you name it. We're almost everywhere as well, and including, I believe, Odyssey as well. So definitely check out the Pearl Project Podcast. If you're not a subscriber, like I always said, Pitch, please get on board of this K-State podcast as well. Again, as I mentioned, we got episode 94 coming out on Friday night. Excited for that, about that. We recorded that last night and left you guys a little bit of a cliffhanger on that episode. But for right now, that's going to do it for this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats! This has been another edition of Triple P.